Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greg Skrull Show, Friday edition. What does that mean? That means tonight, high school football at its finest. Some teams got started last night. More teams will get started tonight. And of course, that means tomorrow, the second week of high school football. Everybody, I need you to do this. Inhale through your nose real deep. Can you smell it? Can you feel it? Oh, it's football season, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It is football season. Whoop whoop. Maybe they need to get the hump day camel to do that. It's football or something like that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the air. Well, I'm on the air. Hopefully my buddy Clint Davis will be on the air here joining us in a little while. Personally, I think Clint Davis is getting hosed. But I'll leave that to Clint if he wants to talk a little bit about it when he comes on the air to join us in this lovely little soiree we call the Greg Skrull Show. 347-326-9073. The phone lines are open. You can reach me on Twitter at RingAnnouncer1 on the Twitter. Or you can reach me on my Gregory Skrull Facebook page or the Greg Skrull Show Facebook page. Does that song just not get you in the mood working for the weekend? I don't know about you, but it gets me in the mood. We got people calling in already out of the 314 area code. Let me push the button here. Who do we got on the phone lines with us today? Okay, 314, you're on the line. Well, 314 don't want to talk to us. So, yes, got a lot of great action going on tonight. Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Catoosa, Oklahoma, if you want to get really technical. At the Joint, Hard Rock Casino, Extreme Fight Night taking place over there. Got Kathina, the Kill Switch, Katron. She's going to be, is it Katron or Katron? I can't ever remember till she tells me. Anyway, she's going to be fighting over there tonight. And Megan Goodwin, she's going to be fighting over there. So we wish both of those ladies good luck. We got Catherine, the Phoenix Grasshopper. She's going to be calling in at the bottom of the hour, so make sure you hold tight for that. Let's try 314. You're on the line.
Greg Squirrel Show?
Yes, it is.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes,
good?
Sir. We can hear you now.
Hey, this is Bo Koontz out of St. Louis, and just calling in to promote a big fight show on September the 14th here at the Hollywood Casino here in St. Louis in Maryland Heights, Missouri.
Well, go ahead and talk about it, Bo. Glad to have you on the show.
Yeah, I talked with you a few years back when I just started off my amateur career, and I'm going to be turning pro on this Hollywood Casino show, so here out of St. Louis. So I was
good.
Just getting it out there, getting it promoted, knew that you your talk radio promotes good shows, and you come up to the area sometimes and do some ring announcing up this way, so figured I'd give you a holler and let it be known what we're doing up here in the next couple weeks.
Good, good, Bo. Hey, I appreciate that. Once again, why don't you tell us who's promoting this event and give us some ticket information so people can get a hold of some tickets for this big event.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's at the Hollywood Casino. It's September the 14th. Fight starts at 7. Tickets start 30, from 30, 40, and 60. Cage side being 60. It's four pros. Pro fights and six amateurs. You got Chris Heatherly, Chris Stump Heatherly out of St. Louis here, and Josh Weston is your main event. And then Eric Irvin, local out of Farmington, Missouri area. He's fighting an out-of-towner. And then myself, I'm making my debut against the kid out of Poplar Bluff of Anthony Livingston. So, I mean, it's a pretty good card. And then there's another pro, and I wasn't sure if they had locked it in, so I don't want to throw anything out there. So, it's going to be a good deal. It's a first time put on by Cage Time Productions out of St. Louis here. They've done a few amateur shows, and they got hooked up at the Hollywood Casino and jumped up and putting on a pro card. So it, helps out the local St. Louis pros, giving us more of an opportunity to get out there, get some exposure, and fight here in our hometown. So,
and you said it's Cage Time Promotions.
Yeah, Cage Time Productions. The name of the promotion. So.
All right. Well, hey, man, we definitely appreciate you calling in and letting us know about this big event. You're welcome to call back anytime between now and the day of the event. Keep pimping it. And if you can get somebody to send me some more info on this event for me to keep here next to my monitor and everything, we'll be glad to pass on all that information.
Well, thank you, sir, and thank you for your time. Have a good afternoon.
Hey, Bo, we appreciate you calling in from St. Louis. Ladies and gentlemen, Bo Koontz going to be making his professional debut coming up here in St. Louis, Missouri. So make sure you get up there and check it out. Hey, Bo, before you get off here, is there anybody out there you want to say hey to?
Well, just, you I haven't seen you in a while, and seeing you on the local scene, I see you're still doing some ring announcing and getting around, so... I said you had promoted me, and they had promoted a little bit through you when I was first starting off in my amateur about, 3 years ago. So I figured as I'm going pro, I'd go back to where all the roots were. So.
Hey, man, we appreciate it, Bo. Bo, good luck for you. Like I say, feel free to call anytime between now and then, and we'll be glad to have you on the air again.
Okay, thank you, and I'll get you a flyer out.
Hey, sounds good, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Even if you're not in the Northwest Arkansas area, no matter where you are at, there is MMA going on somewhere. Who is this on my phone? I don't know, but they've been on there a while. Anyway, just a lot of great stuff going on up there. I like glanced down at my phone, and my phone was on. And I'm like, I don't remember answering my phone. I could have hit it by accident. I don't know. But, hey, appreciate Bo calling in. Once again, he's going to be getting me some information on that event. Going to be up there at St. Louis, Missouri, and at the Hollywood Fights September 14th. So I think I'm looking at the right poster. Yeah, Hollywood Casino, Cage Time. So make sure you check those make sure you check those folks out, because good people up there in St. Louis. I miss going up to St. Louis. I hope to be able to get hooked up with some promotions up there and bring it back to town one more time and do what we do. Last time I was up there, and, you know, this is by far not speaking negative about St. Louis. Maybe it's speaking bad about my driving. I don't know. But the last time I was up there, got rear-ended, ended up getting a new car out of the deal. So, and it's really not my fault. I mean, the girl was texting and rear-ended me. So, what does that tell you? So, we're going to have a whole lot of fun. Don't forget, Saturday night, I'm going to be in Joplin, Missouri for Rumble into Heartland. Got some great boxing and MMA coming up there. And let me see here. Oh, I got to go back over here. I was on the wrong page. Okay, here we go. I have been really impressed with these folks up here at Rumble in the Rumble in the Heartland. They've been real good at helping me get information on the fights. And so it's just going to be, I'm excited about going up there. I'm really looking forward to it. So once again, if you're up in the Joplin, Missouri area and you want to check out some good professional boxing and MMA action, then come on up and check out Rumble in the Heartland at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Tonight, if you're not in Tulsa, watching the fights at the Hard Rock at the Joint, and if you're in Joplin and listening to the show up there, then we invite you to go on over to the Holiday Inn tonight. They're going to be having the weigh-ins over there tonight. Like they say, they're starting around 6 or 7. I cannot remember right offhand. But we do invite everybody to go out and support Rumble in the Heartland, because it's going to be a good fight. I'm looking forward to it. Got a lot of great stuff going on. Don't forget, Razorbacks are in action. Oklahoma Sooners are in action. And, well, yeah, Texas Longhorns, well, yeah. You know, they're in action, too. So make sure you get over there and check it out. Clint, where's my buddy Clint? Clint's kind of bummed out, so he might not. Clint's kind of bummed out. I mentioned it at the top of the show. I think Clint's getting jabber-jawed over his child support. I don't know how much he wants me to be talking about it. That's why I was hoping he'd get on the show. And I was going to give him some airtime to let him kind of talk about the situation was. So anyway, we got an all points bulletin out for Clint Davis. If anybody sees Clint Davis, do not try to apprehend. He is okay. He's not armed, and he may still be dangerous. But anyway. All right. Hey, once again, buddies and friends, we're going to take a commercial break right now. Take a quick 30-second break, and we will be right back right here on the Greg Skrull Show.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
All right. Once again, Battleground MMA. If you are interested in stepping into the ring, if you have had dreams and aspirations of being the next Chuck Liddell or Nick Diaz. Or maybe that's not a good... Anyway, Chuck Liddell, you know, Matt Hughes, Brian Foster, if you've had dream of aspirations of being the next one of those guys, check out the folks over at Battleground MMA, and they will be glad to fix you up and get you the training that you need. All right. Trying to figure out what else we are doing about. I forgot. See, that's why I got to have Clint around. Clint just kind of helps keep me on track, kind of keeps me going, keeps me moving. I want to say a big shout out to my friend Jennifer. Let me tell you about Jennifer Stamey. Jennifer Stamey is a good friend of mine. And so anyway, Jennifer Stamey is a good friend of mine. She lives down in the Memphis area. But let me tell you, if you're needing a ring card girl for your boxing or MMA event, and you know, you want to get quality, you want to get what you paid for, then I highly recommend you get a hold of Jennifer Stamey. And hey, Clint Davis just popped up on the old message board. Yes, it's Rumble into Humble. No, Rumble into Heartland. So, going down tomorrow. But anyway, get a hold of Jennifer Stamey if you need a good ring card girl. Get a hold of Jennifer, my buddy Jennifer Stamey. We'll call in David Grayson. I know it's been a bad day. Clint saying today's been a bad day for me. I know it's been a bad day for you, buddy. Well, no, we'd rather have you talk about it. I don't feel comfortable talking about that stuff right there. Clint's getting jacked over, okay? He got a nasty little letter today from the district attorney about his child support. And he's getting yanked around. So that's really all I'm going to, all I could say is everybody go on Facebook, tell Clint that he needs to fight this because I think it's crazy. Over 70% of his income going towards his child support. And I think that's crap. So anyway, I'm trying to get Jennifer to call in. See, the one day that Clint is not on the show, and I'm doing my best to get hot women to call in. We got Stephanie the Phoenix Grasshopper. She's going to be calling in at the bottom of the hour. Jennifer going to give us a 411 on what's going on. She's going to be in the corner as Kathina Killswitch Katrin tonight. So, they are already over. Last night's were the weigh-ins. So they are already on the scene trying to get David Grayson. I forgot David Grayson was fighting. I don't have David's number, or else we would have David Grayson call in. 347-326-9073. try to get David Grayson. David Grayson calling in, and just a lot of great stuff. I mean, this is one of those days. It's the weekend. I wish Clint was here. Maybe it would help take his mind off things. Oh, no. Let me send Clint to Davis. It might have been, well, I've never seen them, so I honestly can't call them hot women. But I know if the freaks are treating Clint like this, then maybe I don't want him calling in to show. If you're treating my friend, if you're yanking him around by the shorthands, and if you're one of his exes that are doing it, I don't want you on my show. Plain, easy, simple. What is up? What is up? And I wish Clint was here like this because we talked about our football pick last night. But what is up with Peyton Manning? Is there something in the water that Peyton Manning is drinking or something? I mean, the guy was just a beast last night. And so, am I drumming? How am I drumming? Clint, 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 Clint. Guess what day it is? Football day. Oh, yeah. Hey, I've been asked to give a big shout-out to the Rolling Rangers. They won their season opener last night. Too many to not enough. Actually, I think it was more like 20-0 or something like that. Hey, if there's anybody going to Little Rock, would you please go through Russellville and bring me a Whataburger. My car, whenever I'm heading down to Little Rock, my car just has a tendency to want to go through Whataburger in Little Rock. I mean, it's right there across from Arkansas Tech University, right there near the football stadium. And, I mean, I don't care what time it is. They just got some of the best hamburgers. So if anybody's going down to Little Rock for the Arkansas football game, please go through Russellville and bring me some Whataburger. I'm not picking on, hey, Cassie, I am not picking on Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is away from the Indianapolis Colts, so I can actually like him now. 405-234-80841 is on the line. Who do we got in the house? Greg Squirrel Show, your mic is open. Talk to me.
Hey, this is David Grayson. How are you doing?
Hey, Big Dave. What's going on, baby?
Oh, nothing. At the Hard Rock, getting ready up in my room, just getting ready to go down and check in and get ready for this fight tonight. Had a few minutes, so I figured I'd call and see what you're up to.
Oh, man. Well, hey, man, it's the Friday edition, so we're just kind of sitting here taking it easy, talking a little bit about everything. We were talking about the fight going on over there tonight. Now, who are you fighting tonight?
I'm fighting a guy. He's out of Sand Springs. His name's Ernie West. He's a Muay Thai guy. So, I don't really know anything about him. That's who they put me up against. So, I'm not underestimating him at all, but I'm going to go out there and do my thing. And, I expect to bring home a victory tonight. And so, I wanted to get one more fight in before I came back to Fort Smith because, I'll be there next month fighting October 26th. So...
That's right. You're going to be at Extreme Fight Night or Extreme Fighting Inc. Night of Champions, and talk a little bit about that fight because we were at the last show, and I mean, you were originally scheduled to fight for the title, but you didn't make weight, So this time, no dangers of that. Everybody's going to make weight, and you're going to get it on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to go into detail about the weight issue. I mean, you know, we have certified scales at our gym. You know, I was on weight when I left the gym. You know, I'm not going to sit here and make an excuse to try to make an excuse. We'll just say I didn't make weight. I'm not going to, you know, there's a big controversy over the scales they were using. And, I mean, if you, and you were the host that night, if you check all, you know, check all the weight that night, everybody was heavy. I wasn't the only one that came in heavy. So, but, you know, that's the scales they used. The scales said I was overweight. So, you know, it turned into a non-title fight. But, you know, I know this time what to expect, and I'll make sure that I'm underweight, so instead of cutting it close.
But, so, you know, 2013's coming to an end. About how many more fights do you see you getting in by the end of the year? Because I know there's probably still a couple of more Naga tournaments coming up. About how many more fights do you see you being able to get in between now and the end of the year?
Well, I mean, I got tonight. October's definitely. Naga is, I think October 12th, there's a Naga in Tulsa I'm going to be competing in. It's possible I'm finalizing up some sponsorship for the Nogi World Championships again in L.A. at the first weekend in November, and it's possible that I'll be fighting again at the end of December in an MMA fight. So from here on out for the rest of the year, I'm going to be basically in the gym all year. I have a very, very busy schedule. So I'm going to be working and working hard and, you know, hopefully get some rest in between there. I'm just hoping I haven't overbooked myself. That's the only concern I have with all the fights in Naga and the Noki Worlds. And there's also a tournament in Oklahoma City, there's the American Grappling Association, I think. They're putting a tournament. I might try to hit that as well. So very, very busy schedule for me for the rest of the year.
Sounds great, Brother Dave. You're a buddy, you're a pal, you're a friend. I always look forward to seeing you at these events whenever we're traveling around the world, traveling around the United States. I always look for, when I see your name on the card, I'm like, uh-oh, this is going to be good. So, you know, good luck to you tonight over there at the Joint at the Hard Rock Casino in Tulsa. And then, once again, you got that fight coming up October 26th back at Fort Smith. So, man, I'm trying to keep my schedule open. I'm not scheduled to be the announcer that night in Fort Smith, but I'm working my hardest to keep my schedule open for that night so I can come watch the fight and actually be able to sit back and enjoy it. So hopefully I'll get to see you there. And once again, good luck tonight. Give a big shout out to somebody real fast before we let you go, David.
Yeah, I want to just thank everybody, all my trainers, Craig Blacklock at WCF, Kendra Coleman at American Martial Arts Academy in Oklahoma City, where I'm training at right now since I've relocated, Myron Dennis, Brian McBay, DeMario Dennis, Jeff Roberts, my cousin and my corner man, and just everybody who's had a hand in the last few months in getting me prepared. I mean, you're going to see next month, I'm a new David Grayson. I'm in the best shape that I've been in a long time because I've really started to concentrate more on the gym. So, I mean, I'm going to be a force to be reckoned with from the rest of the year, whoever I fight. I mean, I'm not going to be an easy fight. I'm not saying I'm not beatable, but it's not going to be an easy win for anybody.
Right, right. Well, all right, David. Well, I'm going to let you go. Go get rested up. You're about to hit the cage here in a couple of hours. So, like I say, good luck to you, man, and we will look forward to talking to you sometime next week. Give us a call back. Let us know how everything went.
All right, buddy. Well, I'll have the results on my Facebook, so just keep tuned in tonight, and you'll see.
All right.
Big three. All right. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, David. Bye. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. David Grayson, multi-time MMA champion. I mean, this guy, you heard us mention in Naga, this guy travels all over the United States fighting and participating in these Naga tournaments. And this guy, I want to see his trophy case because this guy has at least 13 that I know of, probably more than that now, but 13 Naga championships. And like I say, David Grayson, he's getting ready to go to L.A. and Tulsa. He's got the fight tonight in Tulsa. I mean, this guy is a hard charger, high speed, low drag. He just does not know how to stop. And like I say, every time I'm announcing someplace and I see that his name's on the show, I'm like, I'm already making bets. I'm like, this is going to be good. Jennifer, my buddy Jennifer Stamey, you heard me mentioning her earlier. She just let me know that she is listening down there in the big town of Memphis, Tennessee. So we want to give a big shout out to Jennifer. I'm trying to get Jennifer to call in. Jennifer is my secret crush. Okay, she's not a secret crush now. She's a public crush. But anyway, it is what it is. I had a pleasure of meeting her. I went to Jonesboro to announce some fights over there. Had a pleasure of meeting Jennifer over there. And so we've just we struck off a friendship immediately. And if you go on my Facebook page, you look in some of my pictures, she is the good-looking blonde in the black and white dress or skirt, whatever outfit you want to call that. It really wasn't a dress. It really wasn't a skirt. It was her ring girl attire for the night. So, there we go. We're going to hit a commercial real quick, and then we got more callers going to be calling in right here on the Greg Skrill Show.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
Oh, yeah, that's our buddies over there at Battleground MMA. You've heard me mention them several times. If you are interested in pursuing a career in MMA, male or female, it does not matter. You need to go talk to the folks over at Battleground. Matter of fact, looking at the phone number on my switchboard, I think we got the Grasshopper on the phone. Would I be correct?
Yes, sir. It's me.
Hey, how's it going, baby girl?
Pretty good. How are you doing, son?
Oh, we're doing good. We were sitting here. I just had David Grayson on the phone. He's fighting in Tulsa tonight at the joint at the Hard Rock Casino. And I know that you're making your way over there. Kathina Killswitch Catron going to be on the show tonight. And I know you're going to be working her corner. Give us a little bit of information on who she's fighting and just what we got going on.
She's going to be fighting Susie Watson out of Vancouver, British Columbia. And I know that it's Susie's pro debut, so it's going to be an interesting fight. It's very doable.
Right, right. You know, I had the pleasure of seeing you guys over the Labor Day weekend, had a chance to tour the new gym. That place is pretty awesome. I mean, there is no reason why there shouldn't be two or three future world champs coming out of that place. Because, I mean, you guys get up there, you just get busy with it, and you guys don't play. And that's what's been impressive with me the most, especially with Kathina. I mean, Kathina, she's been going up to Kansas City fighting for Invicta. And, I mean, Battleground is sending fighters all over the place. We talked briefly a little bit about your next event. So why don't you talk to the listening public out there, let them know about when your next fight is coming up and how the training's coming for that fight.
Right now, my next confirmed fight is in October. I'll be fighting at 135 out in Arkansas. I believe it's for XFI. I was offered a fight yesterday for Carthage, Missouri on September 28th. So I'm talking a lot about that, but right now we're just focusing on getting Christina ready for this fight tonight. We'll talk about it later. Training's going great. Training is hardcore. Training makes me crawl into bed every night and barely get out of bed the next day. So I think I'm doing something right. Really coming along well. Learning, working on my striking a lot because that's always been one of my weaker points. So.
Right. And, you know, like I said, I had a chance to see you guys over the Labor Day weekend, saw the new gym. How big of a difference does that make, knowing that you got a good place to go and train and you're not, you know, not going to have to fight off the rats and the roaches and stuff, but you got a nice place to train? That has to make a good difference to a fighter as they're preparing and training and getting ready for an event.
Yeah, I mean, the gym is great. You know, we have so much space, and there's everything we absolutely need, and it's to take care of it, too. So, you know, the gym's great, the environment's great, the people in the gym are great. It's like a family, which is how it should be. So I'm really, really lucky that I'm so close to the talent hall that we are, and I am able to go out and train with, in my opinion, one of the best gyms in the area. So it's great.
Right. So, like I said, you got you're fighting in Fort Smith, XFI, Extreme Night of Champions.
Yes,
and
I'm
pretty. What's that?
I said yes. That's right. As far as I know, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, and so I mean, you're really just getting started. You know, you did the marriage thing, you did the family thing. Anybody who looks at you would not believe at one time you weighed almost 200 pounds.
Actually, last March I was 256 pounds.
Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, we had Mama Beast up in St. Louis, Missouri. We had her on the show a couple of weeks ago. And this is just another example. Anybody, if you got the heart and desire, can get into MMA because, you know, it's great training. I mean, you, like I say, you look at her and you would not know that this time last year she was 250 pounds. And how many kids do you have now?
I have five kids.
Five kids, 250 pounds, ladies and gentlemen. So she wanted to do something. She wanted to make a difference in her life. So she got involved with Team Battleground. And they have tryouts coming up soon, don't they?
Yes, we do. We have our fight team tryouts are September 16th at 7 o'clock at the gym. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be an interesting experience. I'm really looking forward to seeing all the talent that comes out that wants to be a part of our family.
Yeah, what do you say? You know, what if you were able to get with these people face to face, who are interested in pursuing a career in MMA? If there was one message you could get across to them, what would it be?
If you want to do it, just do it. You know, you can't be scared. You can't be, you know, intimidated. And it's hard work, and it's a lot of dedication and a lot of sacrifice. But in the end, it's worth it. You know, the accomplishment is worth it.
All right. Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine, the Phoenix Grasshopper, we appreciate you calling in. We always look forward to seeing your post on Facebook and everything. You do a good job of keeping us informed over here on what's going on. So, hey, we're going to let you go. You guys hit the cage in a little over 2 hours. So, y'all have fun, be safe, and give Kathina our best.
I absolutely will, and thank you so much for asking me to call in.
Hey, my pleasure. You know, you guys are welcome on here anytime. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Team Battleground MMA, they are in action tonight, Tulsa, Oklahoma, at the Joint. If you're in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area and you don't have anything going on, get to the Joint and just enjoy some good MMA action. So there you go. We want to say hello to Gizmo. We have a new listener out there named Gizmo. Don't know what. Oh, Gizmo is a kitten. Okay. All right. So big shout out to Gizmo. Got my girl. Got my girl down there, Jennifer. She's been piping in on the message board. And so it's just exciting stuff. So there we will. Once again, tonight, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then, you know, we got the call from Bo Kunz up in St. Louis. He's got that event he's going to be making his pro debut on. So we invite you, if you're up in the St. Louis area, get up there and check in on that. And then we also have Springfield, Missouri. We got them coming up next weekend. Uncivil War MMA. Going to be throwing down. Let me pull up their information. Uncivil War MMA going to be throwing down at the Shrine Mosque in St. Louis or in Springfield, Missouri. So if you're in the southeast part of the 417, and then we just we invite you to just come on over there and check it out. So a lot of great stuff right there. We're hopefully going to be getting a card here in the next couple of days so we can start passing that along. Shrine Mosque, a legendary arena up there in Springfield. So we definitely invite you to come up there and check it out. Still trying to get my buddy Clint. I know Clint is kind of stressed out today, and you heard me briefly talk about his situation. I think it's crap. I think he's getting a screw job. Oh, you know, that's the best way I know how to put it. So there you go. So what do you have planned for the weekend, boys and girls? That's the big question. Oh, we also want to say hello to my friend Rhonda over at Fayetteville Nutrition. Rhonda, I don't know how to describe Rhonda. Rhonda is a force of nature because, you know, ever since I've started on this diet program, and, you know, I'm up to 6 pounds. I'm feeling good. Somebody mentioned the other day, saw some people I hadn't seen in a while, and even they mentioned I was already starting to look thinner in the face. You know, I've already knocked off 6 pounds. And all I can do is, if you're listening out there, if you're a fan of the show and you've been looking for a way to lose weight, then you need to check out Fayetteville Nutrition Center, or no matter where you're at. Get a hold of me, and we will track down a nutrition center wherever you are at, and we will help you get the weight off. I mean, I have met, since I've been going up there, I've kind of become a regular there. And I know I've met people that have already been involved in the program, and some of these people have knocked off 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds. And I'm not talking years to do it either. I'm talking months. And they're doing it healthy. That's the nice part. Shake for dinner, or not for dinner, shake for breakfast, or a smoothie for breakfast, smoothie for lunch, and then a reasonable meal. And then I mean, the herbal tea kind of helps cleanse your body. And then there's the mango aloe shots that you get. I take one of them, and that helps with any heartburn or acid reflux or anything like that. So if you're dealing with all that stuff, we just invite you. We just invite you to come to Fayetteville Nutrition Center. It's on Joyce Boulevard, next to a Firehouse Subs. So come over and check it out. Matter of fact, they are starting a 30-day, I forget the word they're using. 30-day challenge. A 30-day challenge. Whoever, they're giving away almost over $700 cash. $700. I mean, cash money. Who couldn't use an additional $700? So they got that going on. It is all good. And who knows? Hopefully I can win some of that $700 and I can buy all my friends a smoothie. So there you go. All right. We got Clint Davis. He's still hanging out. Well, he was hanging out over in the chat room. I'm not sure. I think he's still on the Facebook. I think he's still listening, but he's just not in the chat room. We need to get Clint in here. Because I was all ready and excited to talk about the man, the myth, the legend, Peyton Manning. Like I say, I can kind of pimp and promote Peyton Manning now that he's not with the Colts. Is it? I kind of heard this same comment in a movie sometime, but isn't it funny how a change in teams makes you like somebody? And that's what's happened with Peyton Manning and the Colts, or with the Broncos. He got away from Indianapolis. He goes to a team I actually like. And then what's he do last night? He goes ape nuts, ladies and gentlemen. 7 touchdown passes. And he's no young kid. He's running and jumping and leaping around like he's a 20-something. So, anyway. Matter of fact, I pulled up that final score, 49-27. So what does that tell you? 49-27. All right, we're going to step away real quick. We got to hit our sponsor, the folks over at Battleground MMA. So we'll be right back, 30 seconds, here on the Greg Skrull Show.
Battleground Mixed Martial Arts is the perfect place to get started for jiu-jitsu, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and grappling. Battleground MMA open to men and women Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. and a ladies-only workout class on Sundays from 6 to 8. Battleground MMA is on the second floor at the corner of Muskogee and Katua. For more info about getting in fighter shape, call Coach Scott Lowe at 479-799-8907. That's 479-799-8907. See them on Facebook at Battleground MMA.
All right, we are back here on the Greg Skrull Show, and we are just having a blast. It's Friday, so unless a miracle of God happens and Clint Davis calls in, we are probably going to shut the show off early. So there you go. Somebody just texted me asking me if I was a Broncos fan now. Oh, okay. Somebody asked me if I was now an official Broncos fan. Not really, just a Peyton Manning. So there you go. And I'm going to put it on my Facebook page. Not a Broncos fan. So there we go. Still hoping for some more phone calls. 5 o'clock hour is just around the corner. Or hour number two, as we say in the biz. Let's see here. What else is going on in the big sports world we can talk about? Aaron Hernandez pleads not guilty to murder. Duh, you think. New Orleans, the Superdome officials, they have been running light tests. to make sure all the lights stay on for the New Orleans Saints season opener. If you remember, during the Super Bowl, there was about a 30 to 45 minute delay in action because half the lights in the Superdome went out. So the Superdome officials, they are getting everything fixed up. And so hopefully, like I say, everything's going to be set to go Sunday when the Saints have their season opener. All right. Kind of sitting down here, going through the news list, seeing if there's anything good to talk about. Can you tell it's Friday? Everybody's just kind of laid back and lazy. Oh, I wish my friend Jennifer was here so I could get a good massage, be ready for my event tomorrow night. And go in there all nice and relaxed so I just feel good doing my, I got a haircut this week, so I'm looking halfway good. I still look like Baby Shamu. So I'm just kicking back, relaxing. Anyway. Jennifer just sent me a text message. Yes, I do. If you knew how tense I was along my shoulder, it would be incredible. I mean, I'm still thinking I need to go to the back doctor, chiropractor, and get an adjustment. But, the only chiropractor I trust is built like a brick outhouse. I mean, his name is Roger Bullington, out of Fort Smith, Arkansas, a professional bodybuilder. And I mean, this guy has muscles in parts of his body I don't even think I have parts of bodies. So anyway, let's see here. We got some couple of guests in the chat room, so we're going to say hello to our guests. I also want to say hello to my friend Amy up he can pop me. Jennifer just said, he can pop you, I will massage you. Okay, I don't know. We'll see. Because I want to play in some golf tournaments next year. Hey, I wonder if Jennifer would come be my caddy. I don't know. We'll have to check on that one. So anyway, I need to get back down to Graceland or get down to Memphis in general. I haven't been down to Memphis in a couple of years, and I am missing me some good Memphis barbecue. Going to get to try out some Kansas City barbecue here in a couple of weeks in October when we go to Overland Park, Kansas, for striking, Muay Thai, and kickboxing. That's scheduled for October 5th up there at Kansas City. So keep your ears open on that. We're going to be mentioning that more as that's just going to be a fun event. You know, I've really gotten into enjoying Muay Thai and kickboxing. So I'm excited about going to Kansas City. Last time I was in Kansas City, I can't remember the last time I was up in Kansas City. At the Voodoo Club at Harris Casino. So, unfortunately, we won't be back at Harris this time. But we're going to be going up that way. So once again, keep your ears open as we are going to be making our way back to the Kansas City, Missouri area. All right. Jennifer just asked if I would let her, if I let her be my caddy, if I was going to let her drive the golf cart. I don't know about that one. I kind of like driving the golf cart. We may tag team driving the golf cart. We will share the driving responsibilities in case I have one too many drinks and need a designated golf cart driver. So there we go. Oh, more people texting in on me. Okay. All right. Want to say hi to Cassie. Let's mention everybody who's been supporting the show this week. We got Tressa, Cassie, Kimberly, Amy, Patsy, Diane, Jennifer, Jody, Mitzi, Aaron, Adrian, Allen, Alexis, Clint, and all the cast of thousands calling in and supporting the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, don't forget, you know, if you do have an MMA event, if you're a promoter out there and you have an MMA event coming up, if you can email me an MP3, we'll be glad to run the commercial for you right here on the Greg Squirrel Show and hopefully help fill some seats up for you, because that's what we're all about. You know, I don't get involved with the backstage stuff. You know, I just concentrate on doing the announcing. If the different promoters want to bicker with each other, you know, that's their prerogative. I'm just there to announce fights. So anyway, if you do have an MMA event, whether I'm announcing for you or not, just email me an MP3 and we'll be glad to get a commercial on the air for you and help promote your event. All right, one more check of the chat room. Nobody, everybody's still there. We got no callers on the switchboard, so I highly recommend that we take it to the house. Let's get the weekend started early. Hope everybody be safe. Once again, if there's fights going on in your area, we encourage you to go out and support those promotions and support those events. And we will see you right back here Monday once again, 4 till... We always say 5:30, but we always tend to go a little bit longer. So anyway, 4 till 5:30-ish, maybe longer depending on how good the show's going. But call your buddies, tell your friends about the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. So on behalf of the Absent, Clint Davis, we love you, buddy. Look forward to seeing you soon. And my friend Jennifer, love you, sweetie. Can't wait to see you again. We are going to head it to the Hacienda. Let's find some good music, and let's go to the house. So until 4 o'clock Monday, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, see ya! California!
Sunday